This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is going on, Info Warriors worldwide? I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching the most banned transmission in the universe. Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Good to see every single one of you guys here that are watching everywhere, Info Warriors worldwide. Make sure to share all the links, band.video, infowars.com. Check out infowarsstore.com. Support the broadcast. Listen, Hamas is calling for global jihad tomorrow, Friday the 13th. My message is very simple, very clear. I'm not picking a side other than America. The only side that I'm picking, we're coming straight out the gate today, all right? I'm not picking the side of Israel. I'm not picking the side of Palestine. I'm picking the side of America. America first, American lives right now. Here's why. There are over $22 trillion in debt here in this country. That's what they're telling us. And we obviously know that's probably going to double, triple, quadruple after the Biden regime leaves, if they continue. We are experiencing the Great Reset so they can build back better. We are giving hundreds and billions of dollars to Ukraine in another initiated, never-ending war that they said Trump would lead us into. And now we're experiencing that in Europe and Ukraine. And now, can we really afford another 20-plus year, multi-trillion dollar war in the Middle East right now for the next 20 years? Can America sustain that? Can America afford that? Do we need more dead American lives sent overseas for another war that's been going on for thousands of years right now in 2023? With inflation skyrocketing, your gas prices in several different states skyrocketing nearly to $7 a gallon. Groceries that are quadrupling monthly for middle class families that are getting plunged into poverty while our infrastructure continues to die every single day and deteriorate. While these globalists in this country continue to pull the rug from under the American people in this country, for the past 3.5 years, this country has been invaded with its formerly known southern border with terrorists, jihadists, radical Muslim extremists in this country occupying, waiting for that green light that they got for Friday the 13th tomorrow in the United States of America worldwide. Can this country afford another 20-plus war, year-plus war in the Middle East? You got to answer that question for yourself. And I pose this. I'm America first. That's my position. I've been saying that everywhere on my own shows, anywhere I'm airing. You want to know what side I pick? I pick America first. American lives first. War is hell. War will come with atrocities. Oh, are people so shocked that Jews have been killing Palestinians for the past 1,000 years? People are so shocked that Palestinians have been killing Jews for the past 1,000 years? Whoa, what a shocker! You see all these Gen Zers out there that are seeing wartime images for the very first time in their lives. They're getting their cherries popped. And like, oh my God, look, can you believe? Can you believe that there's innocent casualties in Gaza because Israel's retaliating? Oh, oh my God! Wow, Palestinians are savage animals. Terrorists are savage animals. They're slaughtering innocent people. Wow, what a surprise. Like, wow, welcome to the real world, kid. Now you're getting your cherry popped. I'm not going to get sucked into another never-ending war in the Middle East. That has nothing to do with me. Well, Drew, what if they bring it here? It's already here, courtesy of Joe Biden for the past 3.5 years. And now they're calling for global jihad here in the West, which includes you, your family, your children, your grandparents. Everyone with an American citizenship here in the United States of America is a target. You want to know why? Because this current administration sent another multi-billion dollar package to support Israel just a couple weeks after they sent a multi-billion dollar package to support Iran. And they're funding both sides, and it's your taxpayer money. So when these Palestinian terrorists that are occupying the United States now have their green light, they are going to go directly after you. That's exactly what one of the founders of Hamas said yesterday, gave a worldwide call to arms, call to action, literally calling for the blood and souls of infidels, unbelievers, and those that are resisting their global jihad. That's you and me. Pay attention, America.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Pull out of the Middle East. Pull out of the Middle East entirely. This country can't sustain it. We can't afford to send multi-billion dollar packages to Israel. We can't afford to send multi-billion packages to Iran and the Palestinians for relief. This conflict has nothing to do with us. And you know what? For all like the Israel simps out there and all the Palestinian simps, okay, that everyone that wants war, okay, you want war so bad, take all your money, okay, go book yourself a flight, LL, alright? Go book yourself a flight, go join the IDF, and go die for Israel. Go hold the line right now. Get on a plane and go fly to Israel and go die for them right now. Are you gonna do that? I'm talking to Americans right now. Are you right now, you! Mr. Like, let's give everything to the Middle East right now? Or Mrs. Let's give everything to the Middle East? Okay, drop all that you're doing. Sell all that you have. Take out all your savings. Pack up all your belongings. Sell your house. Get your family together. And take all of them to Israel. Join the IDF and go die. Go die for Israel right now. Or the opposite. If you're a Palestinian simp, right now. Get rid of everything you have in the United States of America with all your virtue signaling. Take everything you have. Get a one-way ticket straight up to the Gaza Strip and go hold the line. And if that's what you want, then go. Go start fighting against Jews. Go join Hamas. And that's great. Get that crap out the hell out of the United States of America. That's my position. Why the hell do we have Jews and Palestinians and Muslims in the United States of America bashing each other's brains in on the streets of America? What is this, the Middle East? What is this? This ain't the Middle East. This is not the Gaza Strip. Get that crap the hell out of here. This is America. This is America. This thousand-year war has nothing to do with us. We can't afford it right now. And if you think we can afford that, then, dude, by all means, take all your money and go die for Israel. Or take all your money and go die for the Palestinians. Go do it right now. Oh, you can't do that? Oh, you're not going to do what? You expect to spend our money? My money? Well, what if I don't want to? Oh, okay, so you're like a neocon. You're a warmonger like that nagger, Nikki Haley. All she does is nag about going to war. You're like this neocon warmonger like Lindsey Graham. You're just a virtue signaler. You're not gonna go down to Israel and go die for the Israelis. You're not gonna go down to Palestine and go hold it down for the Muslims. Shut up or put up, dude. Shut up or pack up and get the hell out of here. Get this crap out of the United States of America. We are America first. We should have zero tolerance for terrorism and zero tolerance for a war that has nothing to do with us. Well, Drew, we have to support our allies. Okay, Drew, can you afford that right now? Can this country afford more $100 billion packages sent to these Middle Eastern countries? We're funding another war while we go poor, while you go poor, while your family goes poor, while these people plunge us into another third world war, ground war. While simultaneously at the same time funding Ukraine? More! 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 It's like Kylo Ren. like Kylo Ren. What is it? The worst Star Wars movie of all time? Was it The Last Jedi or The Force Awakens? I don't remember.
More money to Ukraine, more money to Israel, more money to the Palestinians for relief at the Gaza Strip, more.
Yeah, while you end up bankrupt, while your children are getting invaded by homosexuals here in the United States of America, while Hamas is calling for global jihad this Friday, tomorrow, the 13th, you're trying to get people to pick a side in a war that's on the other side of the globe. What are you, retarded? Open your eyes. These people are here. You should be concerned about America first. You should be concerned about defending the homeland here. These people have invaded this country. That formerly known southern border has been wide open for a reason, and it's for times just like this. Why do you think the FBI, for the past few years, and the CIA and the NSA has been inverted and weaponized against the American people? White people? Trump supporters? Pro-lifers? Catholics, grandmas that were walking around outside the Capitol on J6, all getting 10 plus years, absolutely the book thrown at them by the feds and designated right-wing domestic terrorists. Who do you think has been benefiting by that these past few years? Quietly infiltrating this country. Quietly with a grin on their face. I've been down there multiple times. Myself, InfoWarriors. InfoWars with Alex Jones. You guys have seen the footage. You go down to the formerly known southern border, millions of people pouring into this country, and you see these people. You see these Palestinians. You see these Muslims. Military age men, they come in with smiles on them. They're just looking at you like they know something. They're just looking at you like, oh, we're here now. Your time is up. Your time is up. Global jihad, your time is up. Once we get that green light, you're done. Yeah. This federal government has turned its back on you. Now you're the terrorists. You're the terrorists, right-wingers. You're the terrorists. Oh, we are totally off the radar. We are totally off the grid. And we are invading this country silently without firing a shot. And once our day comes, once that global jihad gets activated, it's all you. You think what happened in Israel is bad. You should be concerned when they launch those attacks here in the homeland in the United States of America. And don't listen to these retards out there that are like, that could never happen here. Oh, that could never happen here. Yeah, I wish they would try because we all know what's going to happen to them. Yes, you should keep that energy. You should keep that mentality. But don't ever be a retard and think that something that insane could never happen here in the United States of America. These are the same people that sit here and say, oh my God, well, you know, the global new world order is a conspiracy theory. These are the same people that come out and say, well, you actually think that the election was rigged? You don't need your Second Amendment. You actually think that the government would turn on you? That's why they want to take your guns? Do not listen to people like that. Do not listen to people that are mocking you, that are scoffing at you for over-preparing. You could never be over-prepared enough. Buy as many guns, thousands of rounds, storable foods, water, you name it, body armor. You get ready because these people are here. And you think that this military is going to be deployed to save you when it all goes down? This gay and woke military? You think that the feds and you think these defunded police departments that have been infiltrated by communists that are concerned with nothing about just black supremacy and white people bad? You think you're going to pick up the phone and call 911 and they're going to be there for you? The FBI in New York put out a statement yesterday and said, due to recent events overseas, we are just warning the general public in New York that if you see something, say something. And there could be possibly a high risk of terrorism right now. So we're just letting you know. It's like, oh, yeah, because all the resources in the FBI have been exhausted going after Americans, designating them terrorists with full blown investigations and indictments. All of our resources have been going with the FBI and the CIA and the intelligence agencies. All of our resources and efforts have been targeted on right-wingers, Catholics, pro-lifers, Trump supporters, anyone in the vicinity of January 6th. These people don't have time or resources to do full-blown surveillance on real terrorists, Al-Qaeda, ISIS affiliates, Hamas invaders here in the United States of America? What's the point, dude? You shouldn't be sitting here pissing and moaning and complaining that people aren't siding with Israel. You shouldn't be sitting here pissing and moaning and complaining that people aren't siding with Palestine. These terrorists are here. You should be getting ready to hold the line here in the United States of America. A terrorist wants to F around and find out, then you be ready to help them find out. Total self-defense, Second Amendment, stop wasting your time and pussyfooting around trying to get people to side in a war while they're never even going to set foot. You should be caring about America first now. I care about American lives now. I care about American security now. I care about American prosperity now. I care about America's economy now. I care about Americans' future now. I care about what's happening with the United States of America now, today, now, today. My family, your family. You know what? I'll say this too. There's so many virtue signalers out there. Like, oh, you should take a side. Oh, like, it's so, look at the atrocities from both sides. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's called war. It kind of happens. And there's also going to be launched propaganda campaigns from both sides. Major counterintelligence operations from both sides to gain support for a war. Tell war.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Alert, worldwide alert, Hamas leaders calling for global jihad, Friday the 13th, 2023, October, which is tomorrow. Like, I can't emphasize or stress this enough, and you know, I'll say this as well, okay? Don't listen to these retards out there that are telling you, this is fear porn, you're overreacting, you're over-preparing, whether it's your own family, whether it's your own friends, whether it's some retard on Twitter or a comment section, wherever it may be, do not listen to people like that. I would rather be over-prepared than under-prepared, especially when you have legitimate terrorists that have been calling for the death of America for as long as America has existed. They've been calling for the death of America for as long as it has existed and calling for the death of Israel for thousands of years. And they want to put an end to your life. Don't listen to people that are sitting here telling you, yeah, it could never happen here. You're overreacting. Look how stupid you are. It's nothing but fear porn. It's nothing but fear porn. Don't listen to those people. You want to know something? Those are, listen, the first ones to laugh and scoff, they are the first ones, okay, to die when it all goes down. Because I would rather be over-prepared and ready to hold it down for me and my family. You think that this gay and woke military is going to come save you? Yeah, like I said, like these defunded police departments are going to come save you? You think you're going to pick up 911 when it all goes down, when there's a mass terrorist attack? When these kill murder squads start invading American suburbs and neighborhoods like they did in Israel? I'm telling you, we need to pull out of all of it. The reason why I'm sounding the alarm is because these are legitimate threats against the United States of America. That's what you should be concerned about right now. And if you have a total hard-on for Israel or you have a total hard-on for Palestine, then get on a plane and go fly over there and go die for them. Yeah, you're not going to do that. So shut up, okay? You're not going to do that. We all know that. So shut up and stop talking. Shut up with your right wing or your left wing virtue signaling. Just a little keyboard warrior talking all like, oh, I'm going to go fight. I'm going to go. Let's go to war. Let's go to war like Lindsey Graham. Bomb Iran. Bomb Iran. We need a bomb Iran immediately. Guys, so like, literally, Lindsey Graham's on Fox News, like, literally, guys, like, he's like edging, you know, when he's talking about bombing Iran. You guys know what edging is, right? When you're, like, on the verge of ejaculating, but you gotta hold it. Like, anytime Lindsey Graham or Mike Pence or that nagger Nikki Haley are saying, bomb Iran, oh, I gotta hold it, bomb Iran! And then you see all these retards, like these right-wing NPCs, like, yeah, more money to Israel, more money, yes, let's go, let's all go die, hooray! Like a bunch of right-wing NPC lemmings just jumping off a cliff to the destruction of the United States. I don't understand these people, dude. Like, I really don't. Other than they're just NPCs, and maybe they just don't think what they actually believe through. So much for, you know, conservative fiscal financial responsibility. It's like, oh, yeah, we definitely can afford that. Yeah, the American people, the middle class that's getting plunged into poverty, we definitely can afford more multi-billion dollar packages to Israel, to Ukraine. Oh, and also we'll send it to the good Palestinians. It's definitely not going to be used by Hamas, just like Iran told us that those multi-billion-dollar packages weren't going to be used for Hamas. Wink, wink. Oh, it's all going to be great. It's all going to be great. You can't trust any of these people, dude. These people are at war against each other to destroy each other. They will manipulate and they will pull in any resource that they possibly can. Fight or flight. That's how it's always been. But right now in 2023, the United States of America cannot afford this. We cannot sustain this. You're a retard if you think we can. Absolutely retarded. You don't have a mind. If you think we can sustain another multi-trillion dollar, 20-plus war in the Middle East, you are just living outside of reality. You are just as retarded and mindless as these homosexual men that claim to be women that chop their penises off to make them feel normal again and then say, well, I could get pregnant. See, you're the equivalent. Like, yeah, take all my money. I'm going poorer. Here, take all my money, Israel. Take all my money, Palestine. Yay. Yay. Just send all of our children to go die some more in the Middle East. My view is the same. My view is the exact same. People are like, oh, Drew, why do you get so passionate? Why do you get so loud? Yeah, because these people are leading us into World War III. These people are leading us into death and destruction. These people have allowed hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of Muslim terrorist jihadists infiltrate this country the past 3.5 years. Oh, but Drew, you're too loud. I can't be loud enough. I can't be loud enough. Screw all the cucks out there that are like, oh, Drew. Even, like, it's so shocking. It's like, what, you're watching InfoWars? Did you not grow up watching Alex Jones? Like, did you not grow up watching the passionate alpha Alex Jones just ripping into the New World Order, preaching his lungs out? It's like in me, and we're coming out saying, hey, America, wake up. Let's not fund another multi-trillion dollar war, 20 plus years. We have nothing to show for it other than a botched Afghanistan withdrawal. And now they're using those weapons possibly with what's going on now today. I don't care. I really don't care what anybody has to say. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? If it's too aggressive, go watch like Ben Shapiro or something. You know what I mean? Just like, Hamas is bad. Did you know that? Hamas is really bad. Did you know? Oh, and we have another war. The war's crazy. Have you seen the photos? Hamas are savages. Our border's wide open. Terrorists are here. Do you know that? Great. Really great. And you should be outraged. You should outrage you. Are you outraged? You should be outraged. Go watch Fox News or something. You know what I mean? It's just like, get the cucks out of here, dude. This is exactly what I've been talking about for the past few years. Get the cucks that are all cucked out because that Drew Hernandez or Alex Jones or Owen Schweier, you're being a little too loud. Oh, I need my right-wing safe space. You're being too loud for me, Drew. Oh, my God. Why don't you go share a safe space with all the homosexuals that like chopping their penises off on these college campuses? Yeah, go share a safe space. Let the real men and the alpha men and women handle this and hold it down here in the homeland. Hold the line. Self-defense. We have terrorists in this country that have just been green-lit for global jihad tomorrow. It's like, and you got all these retards out there that are like, oh my God, you should just be supporting Israel more. Why, what? You're not, you aren't, oh my gosh, you aren't triggered by the fact that Israelis are being slaughtered? Oh, you're not triggered by the fact that Palestinians are being slaughtered? It's like, yeah, dude, it's been happening for thousands of years. Tell me something that I don't know. Well, what else is new? Great. So what? You want Americans to get sucked into it and go die for this now? That's great, dude. If you want to do that, then go. Be my guest. Go. Go die for Israel. Go die for Palestine. Go die for these people. I'm going to stay here, protect my family, and get ready for these people because they're calling for global jihad tomorrow. So I would rather be overprepared, holding it down America first, than wasting my time like a retard trying to get people to pick sides in a war that, you know, I'm never going to go visit that land. So shut up with all your virtue signaling. It's America first. If it's not America first, then get the hell out of here.
Last year we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Medicaid and SHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Obviously, those that are pro-Second Amendment and that fundamentally understand what it means to be an American, self-defense, to resist a tyrannical government, to pick up arms, you understand this. But I'll tell you, there's a reason why. Why do you think the New World Order, why do you think these socialists, these communists, these globalists, and all their proxies that have invaded culture, that have invaded education spaces, that have invaded American media, obviously American politics, are all anti-Second Amendment, are all anti-gun, pro-gun control? I'll tell you right now, this is not supposed to happen. And you say, what do you mean by that? Because with their gun control narrative, right now a lot of people are buying guns, as they should. That's why we are sounding the alarm. That's the purpose of it. I think that's America's problem with a lot of Americans when they sit there and they say, well, that can never happen here. Oh, yes, it very well can happen here. And it very well will happen here. And the media will run cover. It's already been happening. The media has already established those that wave don't tread me flags, the FBI, Trump supporters, right-wingers, right-wing domestic terrorists. They've already established those are domestic terrorists. So when these terror cells are getting activated, you've already seen this with the BBC and some Canadian media. Media outlets around the world are now retracting their statements calling Hamas terrorists, especially right after Black Lives Matter, which is no surprise, comes out in their full support of Hamas and their actions and their acts of terrorism. Yeah, because terrorists recognize terrorists. But what did the media do in 2020 to run cover for Antifa and Black Lives Matter? What did the media do? I watched this on the ground. Called them protesters, refused to call them terrorists. Refused to call them arsonists. Refused to call them rioters. Would only call them protesters. And in some cases, maybe resistance against oppression and white supremacy, right? That was just a test run of things to come. Look what they did in France. Look what they've done in Europe. When these Islamic terrorists get activated in this country, you think that the American media is going to report on it? You think that CNN, you think that Fox News is going to report to the world the accurate truth like they did in 2020, right? You think that this American machine that has been inverted against the American people, that has been infiltrated, that is filled with turncoats, traitors, globalists, pedophiles, pro-gun control, anti-Second Amendment, anti-Constitution, satanic Luciferians in this country are going to allow the real narrative to come out when it all goes down? No. They'll flip it on you, and they're already doing it. You will be the terrorist. That's already been established. So if they launch this, and I hope that this is just a dud. I hope that this call for global jihad tomorrow, I hope not a single shot is fired in the United States of America. I hope that we're wrong about this. You want to know why? Because I don't want to see people die. However, you got to be prepared. If there's anybody that's about it, it's these Islamic terrorists. That's their doctrine. That's their belief system. That's their holy books. This is how they function. And it's all directed to their false god. They're all in allegiance. They're willing to lay down their lives, straight martyrdom, to execute the unbeliever, the infidel. So yes, all of the two-way advocates across the United States of America, mount up, load up, lock and load, and be ready. And tell your friends and your family members that are retards, that are mocking you, to be ready as well. And you know what? They'll be the first to die if they don't want to listen. I know there are InfoWarriors that understand this. But we have to continue to remain to sound the alarm, because you have conservative media right now. You have left-wing media right now that are trying to get everybody to pick a side in this whole damn thing. You know what? If they launch these terror cells, these sleeper cells in the United States of America, you are not going to give a damn what's going on in Israel if these people start slaughtering your family. If you do, you're just a cuck and a retard. You're like the equivalent to these woke whites that are just like, oh, black people, yeah, take our wives. Let us lick the bottom of your feet because we're the oppressors. Oh, my goodness. Oh, black people, we love black supremacy. I'm a white supremacist because I'm white. If these terror cells get activated and kill squads get activated, inner cities, suburbs in the United States of America, and you are a sitting duck, you are not armed up to the teeth, you're not going to be thinking about what side are you on when it comes to Israel. You're not going to be thinking about the babies in Israel. You're not going to be thinking about the innocent people in Israel. You're not going to be thinking about the babies in Palestine or the innocent people in Palestine. Let's be real, dude. You're going to be thinking about you, as you should be. And at that point, it might be a little too late to be America first. Because at that point, he'll be getting decapitated, shot in the back of the head, incinerated alive, tied to the back of a Tacoma, and dragged around like a trophy, naked, male or female. And your image posted somewhere. They'll live stream it on your own phone and send it to your family somewhere else. Yeah, at that point, it'll be a little too late to be America first, don't you think? Oh, Drew, that could never happen. All right, that's fine. Keep thinking that. Freaking retard, dude. Imagine having that mindset, thinking that could never happen. Imagine that mindset, thinking that something like that could never take place. Obviously, if you live in a town, you live in a neighborhood that's armed to the teeth, yes, F around and find out. If they try it, they are going to find out. I agree with you. That's why I'm trying to get people, everyone on that wavelength, because they should be. Not sitting here pissing and moaning about which side of the conflict they're on. There are threats here to the West, and this current government is not going to be there to help you. You're not going to care if these people get activated with what's going on in Israel, what's going on in Palestine. You're not going to have time to open up your phone and be like, oh my God, you don't care about the innocent people in Israel. Oh my God, you don't care about the innocent people in Palestine. Yeah, while you're getting your head chopped off, while you're getting incinerated, while your wife is getting raped by Hamas in this country, you're going to sit there and have time to do that? No, you're not. Give me a break. We should be America first in the situation right now, especially under these circumstances. But this is a huge red pill moment. This is a huge red pill moment for a lot of people. I'm having a lot of family members, normies, getting messages, emails, people calling me. Dude, I'm buying a gun tomorrow. Like, I should have done this a long time ago. We cannot, you know, be naive. Like, I understand people that understand this, understand it, okay? But we always have to remember communicating and red pilling to those that need to be pulled out of the matrix is something that's always going to need to happen over and over, because that builds our resistance. We could truly red pill people, wake them up, pull them out of the matrix. That only grows our numbers. And that's been happening. This is a huge red pill moment. The gun control people are not happy about this one, because the increase in firearms and ammunition is going to skyrocket. Because when people encounter reality and you're encountering real terrorism and real terrorist threats here in the United States of America, what is America's reaction? Go and buy, don't buy a gun, buy many guns. Don't buy some ammo, buy lots of ammo, thousands of rounds. And I've always said this, America first is inevitable. And unfortunately, it's going to have to take some serious circumstances to get the normies there. Unfortunately, the last thing we want to see is bloodshed here in this country, because I'd rather see people live and not be all like woke and retarded and led to their destruction. But you reap what you sow. So, and that's kind of the situation with all these woke retards in the United States of America, you know, getting stabbed and shot by, like, you know, criminal black people that are all like, oh, yeah, I was BLM ACAB. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I'm getting killed by a black person. But don't call the cops. It's okay because I'm white. Same concept. Unfortunately, that's what it's going to have to take to wake people up. And you guys know this. No matter how many words we say, no matter how many facts get dropped, some people just refuse to wake up until...
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi,
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tuning in. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, the most banned show in the universe. Make sure to support the broadcast by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Go check out some of the products. You need to prepare. If anybody's mocking you for over-preparing, that's just fine, because I think you'd rather be over-prepared than under-prepared. So always remember to support the broadcast. Support InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Go check out some of the great products right now. InfoWars will stay alive and will remain according to you. It's in your hands. It's up to you guys. We are supported by the people, we the people. That is you the people, the viewers, the listeners. Those that have been with InfoWars and Alex Jones for decades continue to support true alternative media that takes a stance against the satanic Luciferian globalists. 24-hour flash sale going on now at InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to go check it out. And also, guys, I want to invite you guys to check out some of my shows. Go to Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I go live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, and just follow me on Twitter at DrewHLive. But always remember to support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. We don't have time. We don't have the resources. We don't have the money to continue to fund another never-ending war in the Middle East. And I think Owen covered it earlier when I turned on the broadcast. I was listening in. You're seeing these reports of Zelensky is making a trip to Israel because Zelensky knows he's getting a little jelly. He's getting a little jelly because he's got like the only child syndrome. You know what I'm saying? That's Zelensky has like the only child syndrome where they need all the attention. They want all the presents. And if all the attention is not on them, they get all pissy. They start complaining and acting out, and they got to do stuff to get everyone's attention again. You know, dogs do this. You know what I'm saying? Like puppies. Like if you have one dog, they do this kind of stuff. That's Zelensky. Okay, and now that all eyes are on Israel and hundreds of billions of dollars are now going to start going to Israel, and quietly, I can guarantee you, hundreds of billions of dollars will eventually be going to the Palestinians for their relief and for aid. Zelensky's viewing that, and he's getting worried. Apparently, he told a French reporter and broadcaster that this is problematic because the global stage is going to get distracted from the Ukraine war front here against Russia. Of course. And you know what the United States is going to do? This cucked out, infiltrated New World Order, Build Back Better, Great Reset administration is going to do. They're going to continue to fund it all and rape you of all of your taxes. They are going to rape you of all of your income. You're going to get raped. You're going to get sodomized of all the money you make so you can feel better about yourselves. Pat yourself on the back, dude. I keep funding Ukraine. Oh, I'm such a good person. I keep sending all my money to Israel. I'm going to keep sending all my money to the Palestinians. Oh, because I feel so bad. What about us? You sound like Mike Pence now. You see how that works? I don't understand it. How come people have such a hard-on, you know, sending all this money to Israel, sending all this money to Palestine, right? But like, oh, but we should not do that for Ukraine. Shut up. Shut up. You know what I mean? It's just like you're not intellectually consistent. All right. Now you're becoming Mike Pence. Now you're becoming Lindsey Graham. Now you're becoming that nagger Nikki Haley. All she does is nag about going to war. Now that's just great. Go. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Let's all go die. It's going to be great. We're all going to die. We're going to send more young Americans to go die in the Middle East. And then at the end of it all, you know what we're going to get at the end of it all? Nothing. It's just going to keep going on. Gonna keep going on. So my message today is be on guard, be vigilant. As Dan Bongino has been saying, head on a swivel. The best advice America could get right now is pay attention to what's going on here in the homeland. Don't get distracted and sucked into your Twitter feed, picking a side. Pick America first. Pick defending the homeland first. And I'll tell you this, anyone that takes issue with you and your America first stance, they're a traitor. They're literally a traitor. Anyone that takes issue with your America first stance right now in 2023 in this situation is a traitor. They want you to get sucked into a war that has nothing to do with us. My position's the same fundamentally when it comes to Ukraine as well. Well, if we don't do this, we're going to have to face that threat eventually. Well, why don't we save our money and fund our military and fund our infrastructure? Why don't we close down and secure our southern border? That's a great idea. How about we save our money for us? That's a good fiscally conservative idea. How about we save our money for us and we build our military out to protect the American people? Does that sound like a great idea? How about we save our money for the American so we're not getting raped of our taxes, so we can invest in more guns, so we can invest in more ammo, so we can invest in more storable foods, so we can invest in more home security, so we can get ready to defend the homeland. How about that, nagger Nikki Haley? How about that, Lindsey Graham? How about that, all you cuckservatives that have a hard-on for Israel or that have a hard-on for Palestine? How about that? Does that sound like a good idea? Or do you just want to sit back, just be raped of all your money and be a sitting duck when it starts going down here? Not me. Not my household. I've been telling you guys, I'm getting people calling me all day these past few days. I'm buying a gun now, man. You're right. I'm buying a gun now, man. I'm like, good, you should. Buy many guns. I'll tell you, this Hernandez household, F around and find out, man. My dog's armed to the teeth, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Antifa, BLM, Hamas, whoever. Come and make my day. You should have that confidence. You should be armed up to the teeth, 2-8 up, thousands of rounds. About thousands of rounds last night. You know, I'm going to go again right now, right after the show. Gun stores right down the street. I'm going right after the show, another 1,000 rounds. Let's go. Right now. We are getting ready. This should be the mentality always in the United States of America. Armed to the teeth, 2-way up. Any terrorist wants to make our day, F around and find out. That is the American spirit, period. But right now, you should not be distracted with what's going on in the Middle East. Especially when they're coming out and saying, guys, what did the American and the Israeli media immediately come out and say when it happened over the weekend? Because I watched this happen in real time on social media, and I watched. I wanted to see the narrative they would go with immediately. And what did they say right out the gate? This is Israel's 9/11. Wow. We all know what that means, don't we? This is Israel's 9/11. And then Egypt intelligence agencies, officers are coming out and saying, well, we communicated to the prime minister of Israel that something big was about to go down, but, you know, he wasn't listening to us. And then Netanyahu comes out and says, well, that's fake news. That never happened. Who are we supposed to believe in this situation? I don't trust any of these people. Like, I don't. I really don't. I don't trust anybody on any side. I'm concerned about American lives first. I'm concerned about Americans first. I'm concerned about American interests first. Because if I hear the American media and Middle Eastern media coming out and saying this is Israel's 9/11, so do you believe the official story of Israel's 9/11? Do you believe the official story that the government gave you of America's 9/11? Give me a break, dude. Don't be intellectually inconsistent, and don't be a retard that's naive. Unreal, dude. Oh, wow, yeah, oh, what? So now all of a sudden you're going to get right-wingers saying, it's a conspiracy to say that the government would do something against its own people, but that only happens in America. Are you that stupid? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, dude. This happens all over the world. Globalists and governments that serve their own interests, leaders that run operations on their own people. All I'm saying is, be careful with the wartime propaganda. That is 100% a historical observance and reality of war. There will always be propaganda campaigns and counterintelligence running from both sides. Running from both sides during a war. And especially in the time of social media and digital media, where something can go around the world in the blink of an eye. Be careful. Who's telling the truth? Who is honestly telling the truth? You need to be discerning. Don't be so quick to say, well, that's true and that's not true. Because there will always be propaganda circulating in wartime scenarios. So I've been making my position publicly known for the past few days. I choose America's side. So I'm America first, American interest first. Pull out funding. We can't afford it on both sides. We need to start building our country out, but obviously we're not going to get that under this current administration and regime. But you need to do what you need to do. Protect your family. Be vigilant. Know your surroundings. When you go to the grocery store, a movie theater, any public arena in a big city, no matter where you are, protect yourself. Protect your family. 2A up. Don't be a sitting duck and a retard. War Room is coming up in.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.